Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we slice through the noise to give you the insights that matter. Today, we're doing a really focused deep dive on the Phuket property market. We're looking for those high-return sweet spots investors need to know about.
Mm-hmm.
And our sources for this, I mean, this isn't just a generic market report. This comes directly from the experts on the ground. We're talking about Ocean Worldwide. They're a luxury real estate agency that's been in Phuket since, what, 2004?
That's right, since 2004. And the director, Sandra O'Neill, she's helped thousands of families, you know, investors, navigate what can be really complex markets. So this is very specific ground-level insight. Our mission today is pretty straightforward then. We're going to unpack what they're seeing to give you a clear map of where your money actually works the hardest. Because in Phuket, you basically face one fundamental choice.
Okay.
You're either balancing that established, you know, coastal luxury, or you're looking at the raw potential of some of the emerging inland areas.
And before we get into that choice, let's just hit the stability metric.
Yeah.
Because it's really compelling. With the market's showing incredible resilience.
Uh-huh.
And that's mostly because 60, maybe 70% of all the deals are cash purchases.
Right.
Which immediately tells you something. This market isn't really beholden to interest rate swings in the same way others are.
Not at all.
And we're still looking at a projected annual appreciation of 5 to 7%.
Which is incredibly healthy.
So that frames the core debate for any investor, doesn't it? Do you go for the predictable, managed income in a coastal hub like Bang Tao or Surin? Or do you take on a bit more risk, a longer timeline for potentially huge capital gains by looking inland? Think Rowai, Katu. That's the puzzle we're trying to solve.
And to understand that stability, you really have to look at the fundamentals that the sources point out. It's the diversity of the buyers. You have people coming from Russia, China, Europe, and now, you know, a lot from Australia, too.
Right.
That, combined with all the cash transactions, it works like a shock absorber for the economy.
So it's less tied to traditional financing cycles.
Exactly. It's about wealth preservation, asset relocation for a whole global client base.
So when that wealth preservation translates into actual returns for an investor, what are we looking at? What are the sort of standard yields?
The rental yields are consistently strong. You're usually looking at something between 7 and 10% annually.
Okay, that's a solid number.
It is. And you'll see the highest yields in those prime spots and, this is key, in properties that are linked to branded residences. They come with professional management programs built in, which it just removes so much of the headache for an overseas investor.
Right.
Now, before we get into where to buy, we have to touch on the legal side. It can be a bit tricky.
Mm, essential stuff.
Yeah. Foreign ownership is pretty straightforward for condos, but there's a big catch, the 49% limit.
It's a foreign quota.
Exactly. Just under half the building can be owned outright. That's freehold by foreign nationals. It ensures the majority stays in domestic hands.
And for villas or land?
For villas or land, you're typically looking at a long-term leasehold, usually 30 years with options to renew, or you might use some other legal structures. But, and this is the most important part, you absolutely must get certified local legal advice before you do anything.
That is non-negotiable.
Got it.
Okay, that clarity helps. Let's dive into those coastal hubs.
Mm.
These are the known quantities, right?
Mm.
The proven ROI spots with that high managed income potential we talked about.
Yep, the blue chips.
We have to start with Bang Tao. It's cited as like an investment anchor.
It really is.
It has the infrastructure, a huge range of properties, from villas to condos, and just really strong rental demand all year.
From tourists and long-stay visitors.
And the numbers are just, they're compelling. Some sources point to returns around 8% a year, with a total ROI hitting 25%.
That's a huge return.
It is. And to give you some context, you can find apartments there starting around, say, $269,000 for a 47-square-meter unit.
So Bang Tao is really that mature market. It's lifestyle plus infrastructure. The quality is just consistently high.
And right next door, you have Cheung Tale. The analysis calls it a sweet spot.
Yeah, and Cheung Tale's real strength is in those resort-linked properties, the managed rental programs. If you want a hands-off, income-focused strategy, these programs are the way to go. They usually yield that 7 to 10% we mentioned.
It takes the guesswork out of it.
It turns a variable into a predictable income stream.
And then there's Surin. This is just pure premium.
Top of the market.
Yeah. It attracts a really discerning, high net worth crowd. prices are higher, obviously. But your investment potential isn't about volume. It's tied to that reputation for exclusivity.
Right.
You get top dollar for luxury rentals.
So if you cluster all these areas together, Bangtao, Cherngtele, Surin, even Layin and Kamala, they offer predictable returns because the demand is proven. But doesn't that also mean the market is a bit saturated? Are investors just buying at the top, or is there still real room for growth there?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the data suggests you are paying a premium for that predictability. Competition is higher. Entry prices are definitely steeper. You're basically trading some of that potential future appreciation for a reliable, immediate yield and, you know, lower risk. Which brings us perfectly to the other side of the coin. If predictability costs a premium on the coast, where do you go for raw value?
For space.
For space, exactly. And that takes us to the emerging inland markets.
Let's start down south. In Rawai. This place has huge appeal for families and, you know, that growing remote worker crowd.
I can see that.
The big advantages are larger plots of land, you just get more for your money compared to the coast, and the infrastructure is actively growing. New schools, new shops.
So the investment there is less about hitting that peak season rental income.
Much less. It's a bet on capital appreciation. It's tied to where that area is going to be in 5, maybe 10 years.
And then you've got Katu, which is sort of the hidden gem for value.
It really is.
And main selling point is just geography. It's so central. You're close to Patong, you're close to Phuket Town. But since it's not right on the beach, it's just inherently more affordable. And that gives it huge potential for midterm lets, for people working all over the island.
So this completely changes the investment philosophy.
How so?
Well, investing inland in a place like Kathu or Rawai, it's a bet on Phuket itself expanding. You're buying into its residential future.
Ah, I see.
You're getting more space. You're banking on future growth rather than just competing in the crowded short-term tourist game.
That's a great way to put it. Okay, let's pivot to the how. What specific types of property or strategies are maximizing income no matter where you buy? First up, branded residences and condos. The data says they sell faster and for a pretty big premium.
How big are we talking?
We're talking 28% to maybe 60% more than a similar non-branded property.
Wow. And why is that?
You're buying into professional management, guaranteed rental programs, and high-end amenities like wellness centers.
Okay.
That premium basically pays for peace of mind and guaranteed quality, which means steady returns for the owner.
And another really clever strategy is the dual key unit. I love this concept.
Explain that.
It's one title deed, one property, but it's designed as two separate lockable living spaces. So like a main apartment and an attached studio.
Well, that's smart.
It's genius for tackling seasonal occupancy issues. You can rent both units out separately, live in one and rent the other. It gives you maximum flexibility from a single asset.
We also have to talk about this shift toward midterm rentals.
The digital nomads.
Exactly. They're fueling this. People looking for stays of, say, 1 to 6 months. The big advantage here is you get higher occupancy rates with way less management hassle than short-term holiday lets.
Fewer changeovers, fewer cleanings.
Exactly. It's less flashy, but it's much more predictable income.
And finally, we have to mention pre-construction or buying off plan.
High risk, high reward.
Potentially very high reward. The source suggests investors can see huge capital appreciation before the project's even finished, sometimes over 50% ROI if you time it right.
But the key word there is if.
Absolutely. The due diligence has to be rigorous. You have to pick reputable developers and scrutinize every single detail of that contract with a lawyer.
And just to touch on the very top of the market, demand for premium homes, like those Hilltop Seaview residences and penthouses, it remains incredibly strong.
The best views always sell.
Always. They have the views, the privacy, and that exclusivity just translates directly into strong resale value. It offsets that huge initial investment. So to summarize this whole deep dive for you, there are two clear strategies on the table. You can invest in that established coastal luxury think Bangtao Cherngtele for high managed yields and predictable immediate income. Or you can target the emerging inland markets like Rawai and Kathu. You're looking for better value, more space, and betting on that long-term appreciation as the island grows.
And that growth, that expansion, it leads to our final thought. You have this influx of cash buyers, plus major infrastructure upgrades, new roads, airport expansions. It feels like Phuket is rapidly transitioning.
Transitioning from what to what?
From being just a seasonal holiday spot to becoming a sophisticated year-round luxury residential hub.
Okay.
So what does that structural shift from tourist town to a place for permanent wealthy residents? What does that mean for an investor looking 10 years out, especially when you think about long-term land value versus seasonal rent?
That's a huge question. It means the rules of the game are changing and you need a new kind of expertise to navigate it. And we have to thank our sources for this insight. Remember, this kind of expert analysis comes directly from the specialists at Ocean Worldwide, led by Director Sandra O'Neill. If you're looking to navigate that exact shift and connect with the experienced team that provided this material, we really encourage you to visit oceanwwp.com. That's oceanwwpp.outcom. We'll see you on the next deep dive.